On January 25th, 2022, Thomas Renz, the attorney for doctors Peter Chambers, Teresa Long, and Samuel Sigaloff, testified before Congress regarding data leaked directly from the Defense Health Agency's Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, otherwise known as DMED. Within DMED exists the Defense Medical Surveillance System's DMSS, which contains up-to-date and historic data on diseases, medical events, and data on DoD personnel. The database is similar to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, but it's distinct in that it only applies to DoD personnel, and only medical providers can input information into the system. Upon inspection, we can see that information has been gathered from a five-year average of dozens of diseases and medical disorders. Myocardial infarction, or a heart attack, rose 269% in a 10-month period from January to November of 2021, from 612 cases to 1,650. Pericarditis rose 175% from 589 cases to 1,029. Myocarditis rose 285% from 127 cases to 363. Pulmonary embolisms rose 467% from 746 cases to 3,489. Cerebral infarction, Bell's palsy, immunodeficiencies, ITP, menstrual irregularity, MS, neoplasms, non-traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage, spontaneous abortion or miscarriage, all rose at least 250% or higher, some cases 350%. Disseminated intravascular coagulation, a rare and serious condition that disrupts your blood flow due to a blood clotting disorder that can turn into uncontrollable bleeding, rose 1,175% from 7 to 87 documented incidents. HIV, which often leads to AIDS, rose 590% from 454 cases to 2,681. Chest pain, which averaged 4,892 reported incidents from 2016 to 2020, rose 1,529% to 74,813 individuals. Dyspnea, which is difficult or labored breathing, rose 905% from 4,968 to 44,990. You may ask why. Why would the Department of Defense knowingly continue to harm the service members who comprise the military? While we can't answer that question for certain, we can offer a great deal of information which we've used to form our own opinion. Documents we released in October of 2021 revealed a 158-page RMP titled Comirnaty COVID-19 mRNA Vaccine Risk Management Plan, which laid out plans to study DoD data in relation to service members' response to COVID-19 vaccines. A document within the study, titled Pharmacovigilance Plan, highlights C4591011, a post-authorization study for personnel within the DoD and their family members, and how myocarditis and pericarditis affect those who have taken Pfizer's BioNTech EUA vaccine. The sponsor, in this case the DoD, has agreed to provide regular studies of the EUA vaccine on service members in periodic safety update reports. Because Pfizer has not produced their FDA-approved Comirnaty, and we know based on our own research and reporting, along with numerous other publications, that EUA vaccines are the only vaccines available to service members, we can surmise that American military forces have been used as a giant study group for over a year now. We also know that Pfizer's Comirnaty, which once again hasn't even been produced, was given BLA licensing on August 23rd of 2021 from the FDA, then had that same BLA license withdrawn on the same day. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced a mandatory vaccine for service members on August 24th based on the licensing, even though the license had been withdrawn before his announcement. Due to the political influence applied to the vaccine and the amount of money that was made off of its distribution, it's hard to imagine an agreement wasn't made behind closed doors to make the vaccine appear as if it had been approved by the FDA. The Secretary of Defense himself owns over 29,000 shares of Tenet Health, a company that made a vast amount of money from Pfizer's vaccine and lined the SecDef's pockets along the way. Because of the unlawful manner in which the service branches applied the Secretary of Defense's order, hundreds of service members have been discharged under the false pretense of disobeying an unlawful order, and thousands more have been barred from reenlisting or continuing to serve after their contracts expire. What we're witnessing is nothing less than an outright assault on the armed forces who protect America's Constitution and subsequently her freedoms. Sources have told us that DOD tried very hard to conceal this information and prevent it from getting out. The release of this information implicates numerous officials at the highest levels of the Pentagon in numerous crimes. The expulsion of those service members who refused the vaccine, along with the thousands who were injured or killed because of it, will have disastrous effects on the United States' national security in the immediate and long-term future.